Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the darkness. The Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. On yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we was dealing with this Hillsong, the evil behind the Hillsong. They made a peace video, but they have a lot of symbolic evil, Satanism, and the Illuminati, and they just have a lot of different symbols that they are using that you find used out in the world. The CNI, the Horus, these idol gods and false gods. Now, if they're going to be singing for the true and the living God, now why in the world would you go get an eye, the eye of Horus, which was an Egyptian god, and put that in your video and stuff? And getting the Baphomet, this half goat and half man, and using a lot of symbolic symbols of Satan. I just don't know why they would do something like that, ladies and gentlemen. But a lot of this, I recommend that you go out there on YouTube and you key in this video, the Evil Behind Hillsong's Peace video, and see what this guy is talking about for yourself. Because he's showing a lot of things. He's looking at this video, he's evaluating it, and he's bringing it out. And that's what we're supposed to do as Christians, ladies and gentlemen. We just don't supposed to just eat up everything that people put on our spiritual plates. We're supposed to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And we're supposed to check out everything and make sure that it comes up under the authority of God, that it lines up with Scripture. And if it don't line up with Scripture, then we're not supposed to be digesting that. So get close to your radio and listen.
He has been shown or projected onto this pyramid in a so-called church service. Now, one of the famous things that satanic people do is they use signs and symbols and they project it out. And this is one of Hillsong's covers. Now, immediately when you look at it, you can see that there's a lot wrong with this cover. Firstly, we see the checkerboard just as in Freemasonry. We see the I Am, which is the sign to the self. I Am, just as Beyonce and all the secular artists will refer to themselves. It is that alter ego that they're appealing to. We also see the sign of infinity, and I'll show you as we go on to the next slide what each one of these things actually mean. Firstly, you get the sign of infinity, which means eternity. You get the Theomaturic triangle, which is used in ceremonial magic to summon a demon. Why are they using this, brothers and sisters? Wake up to the truth. We also see the Bindu from Hinduism. It's the male and female joining force. And then they have the 11, and they have... Basically, numbers mean things. Brothers and sisters, numbers mean things to Satanists and to Freemasons. They are also very, very involved in things like geometry and the perfection of certain shapes. It's very important to them. So why are they using this imagery plus the black and the white, which is a serious sign for Freemasons? Black and white has always been used in Freemasonry. Yin and yang, good versus evil, always. Here's another one for you. You can see in color how they've put this entire thing. And as we go on, I'm going to show you a few more of these covers so that you can get the picture. Again, take note of this image, right, with a triangle, and then take a note of this at the Olympic Stadium in 2012. The Olympic Stadium in 2012 in London was built in a circular shape with these pyramids all around. And the funny thing is there were 33 of those pyramids, 33 being the number of Freemasonry. And not only that, the lights were not found at the bottom of the triangle, only at the top where the eye is, just as in the triangle of the Eye of Providence. Very, very interesting. Let's go on. Now take note of this. This is Christian Artist CD covers. Again, everything is over that eye. The left eye, to us, the right eye. It is that eye that is always used as a symbol of the Eye of Providence. These are Christian artists, brothers and sisters, and it's scary to think that this is what's going on, whether they understand what they're doing or not, and I believe they fully understand what they're doing. Take note of this, too. This is Brooke Frazier, one of the girls that has been with Hillsong for a very, very long time. And just recently she came out and said, oh, you know, in one of my music videos, I'm all dressed in black with a black veil, my eyes are black, and people think I'm part of the Illuminati. Well, sister, I got news for you that I really do believe that you are. And especially when you're pulling Baphomet, and it's exactly the same hand signal just as the dude on the right-hand side. So why would you be doing these things? Why are you pulling these signs? And not only that, brothers and sisters, as we go further on in this teaching, you're going to come to see the color red is used so often with these music artists. Many, many times they'll stand up to get a music award, and everyone else in the place will be dressed in black. But those women that are getting an award will normally be dressed in red. All you have to do is go do a Google search on Brooke Frazier getting her Grammy Award dressed in red. And when you're done with this teaching, you'll come to see exactly why she was dressed in red. So that you can understand that symbolism, just as in the Word of Yahweh, colors and symbols and imagery is very, very important. Yahweh has colors throughout His Word. And Satanists and Freemasons do exactly the same. Colors to them is very, very significant. And not only that, they are very precise with what they're doing. They are not stupid, brothers and sisters. They place things in movies, they place things in videos subliminally that you do not even see they place there. And it is there for a very, very specific reason. He who has eyes to see and ears to hear will be able to see those things and bring to light what is actually being done. They are using things like their music videos and videos and songs as a type of sacrifice to the enemy. That's just how it works. I want us to go on and take a look at the following. This is Hillsong, brothers and sisters. That's the church. There again at the top you have the pyramid. And I don't understand why you're using a goat's head for your cover at all. I don't understand it. Pardon me. Take note of this too, brothers and sisters. The same symbolism that's used on a worldly cover of a woman that has come out and self-professed that she's of the devil. Then we have Hillsong on the right-hand side using exactly the same imagery, the same symbolism, the same kind of upside-down triangle, which is very, very significant in the occult. I don't have time to get into that all. And there you can see it again.
Yeah, and that was a picture, ladies and gentlemen, of Lady Gaga and how she was in a pyramid, an upside down pyramid, and she professed to be, you know, a demon worshiper and stuff. But then Hillsong, they had something look just like it, an upside down triangle that looked just like it. And so one was supposed to be a Christian, Hillsong, and the other one supposed to be of the devil. But the Christians were looking just like the devil. Well, let's go on in the video.
The same signs and symbols that's been used by secular musicians is being used by Hillsong. Now, brothers and sisters, take note of that. That is their stage. That is what it looks like. There you have the great pyramids of Egypt, and you see the pyramids on Hillsong that is in the background. And they're doing this for a very, very specific reason. They're doing it, it's not just haphazard that they decided, oh, well, you know what, let's put a pyramid on our stage. What has that got to do with the word of Yahweh? What has that got to do with anything, brothers and sisters? Absolutely nothing. They are pushing a new world agenda. That's the bottom line. Now, brothers and sisters, we get to this peace video. And I advise you to pray before viewing the following, because this is not for everyone. Like I said to you, brothers and sisters, we inform, and in the end, you will need to choose. You will need to choose after this if you're going to still listen to Hillsong or not. So, brothers and sisters, like I said, I'm going to show short pieces of this music video. And for those of you that struggle with things like lust, or you struggle with things like you're just not sure if you're actually saved, then I urge you to put this video off right now. Go and pray. Ask somebody else to sit with you, like I said in the beginning, and then to have a look at this video if you really, really want to. But brothers and sisters, like I said, use caution and allow the Father to speak to you in this. And I pray that it will bring some understanding to the evil intent of Hillsong and what is being done behind the scenes. Now, their new music video starts off, brothers and sisters, with this scene. It starts off with four of these, I'm not even sure if they are women, I actually am convinced that they are men. There are four of them sitting on these white wooden boxes. And right at the back, you have this woman that is bending down, and she has a crown on her head, and she's covered with a white veil. Now, I have heard many people that have come and they've spoken about this video, and some of them have said, yeah, well, you know, I think these guys must represent, you know, the churches. Brothers and sisters, there are seven churches in the book of Revelation. This is not representing the seven churches of the book of Revelation. That woman that is in the back represents deception. She actually represents Hillsong themselves. And why I say that is because Hillsong has just had a color conference 2018 called Beloved. And that Hillsong conference was all about, it had little hearts, and the Beloved was written in such a way, and I'll show you as we go on, that says Beloved with a heart. So what this is trying to show us, brothers and sisters, and you're going to see, is that there were five cities that they went to, five main cities: Sydney, London, United States, Cape Town, South Africa, and Kyiv. Now, these five cities is where their main congregations are. And what they're trying to show you, brothers and sisters, is that Hillsong, the main one, is the influencer of the rest of them, which will ultimately influence the entire world. You can look at this and say, oh, well, it's the churches in Revelation. You can look at it like that. But in the truth of what they're trying to show you here is that they are fully submerged into the new world order, and that they are about to influence every single one of these congregations, which will in turn influence the entire world. And as we go on, you're going to see why I say that. Now, let's have a look at what happens here. So as you go on, it zooms into this picture of this woman, which is a very seductive woman. She's very dressed in such a way that's totally wrong. She has this crown on her head that has not one see-through jewel. There is only darkness on this crown. There is these black stones all the way around this crown. And what's interesting about this whole picture is what happens next. Now, take note. It zooms out and it goes to this woman that is veiled with a red veil. This woman, brothers and sisters, as we're going to learn, is actually the whore of Revelation chapter 17. This is the woman that influences the whole world and has made the whole world drunk. Not only that, the woman in red, and we're going to look at that as we go on too, the woman in red for Freemasons has a very, very specific meaning. You see the woman in red in the movie The Matrix. You see the woman in red in the movie or the story called Roger Rabbit. And every time that you see it, it is a seductive image of this woman. It is a symbol to the Freemasons and a symbol to the world. And it's very important. So this woman stands in the front and she's swaying from left to right and she's singing with her eyes closed, but she's singing to that specific woman that is kneeling down, almost as if she is singing to awaken her, to cause her to awaken to what she is singing. And this song, brothers and sisters, has absolutely no meaning at all. To me, when I listen to it, there is absolutely nothing that is good about the song. Even the words that have been used in the song is basic words from Freemasonry. For one, they talk about chaos. They talk about havoc. They talk about these kind of words that is used continually, because their mantra of the New World Order is out of chaos comes order. And she sings, and as she's singing, this woman comes or awakens because of the illumination of light that comes from this woman in red that shines upon this other woman. Let's have a look if we can see. They keep zooming also in, as you can see. They zoom into her mouth while she's singing, very seductively, to show you that she is seducing them. It is a seduction that is taking place, an evil seduction. So, before we get into the next clip, I want to show you this. Who is this woman in red? You see the woman in red, like I said, many, many times in the music industry. On the left, you have Lady Gaga when she got her award, covered in red lace with this crazy crown on her head. And then you have Katy Perry at the Met Gala, and she is wearing this red outfit that is exactly the same as what this lady is wearing on this Hillsong video. This is Katy Perry. And she's got the word witness written across her forehead with the eye of Horus right above. And she has these two metal pyramids on either side of her head, showing you that she is fully into this order. She's a slave, if I have to put it that way. She's part of it, bottom line. There you have a movie, and you're there again. You see the woman in red. And at the bottom, what do you see? You see the black and white checkers. So this woman in red is very, very important to Freemasons, like I said. And the Bible also talks about the lady in red in Revelation chapter 17. So the woman in red is nearly the symbolism, it's an occult symbolism used by the entertainment industry and the media. And the woman in red means something different for each person. It could be a drug, it could be an addiction, it could be a dream, it could be money, it could be desire for something forbidden, some sort of worldly trap that can be placed in front of you, and is designed, brothers and sisters, to derail you from the path of righteousness. That's what they say it's about. And the entertainment industry has selected the woman in red as a symbolic reference to that trap. Basically, it represents sex, it represents temptation, and it represents every form of defilement. That's why in Revelation chapter 17, it says that all the nations have slept with this woman, and she's the whore of Babylon. The false religious system, brothers and sisters, that blasphemes against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true Elohim. Can you see what they are pushing with this video? Just by showing you this little bit of it already, I pray that you're beginning to understand what they are pushing and the agenda behind this. Now in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 3, it says, "And he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast covered with names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, holding in her hand a golden cup filled with abominations and the filthiness of her whoring. And upon her forehead a name written, a secret, Babel the Great, the mother of all whores and the abominations of the earth." Brothers and sisters, this is very, very important to understand. I want you to understand that this whore, this woman in Revelation chapter 17, it represents the false religious system. And you know, something that I found very, very interesting is that Hillsong has this new CD cover out. And when I looked at it as well, I was like, man, there is absolutely nothing there that speaks anything about the righteousness of Yeshua. Everything there reeks and stinks of Roman Catholicism. And that is exactly what they're pushing. They're pushing Chrislam and they're pushing Roman Catholicism. Because why? Because Chrislam was the way that everyone was going. Now, they are pushing everyone back to Rome because they know that they want to stand as this entity in the end times. Someone that projects this false hope and this false peace. And they're aligning themselves, brothers and sisters, with that beast system, which comes from Roman Catholicism. Let's have a look at this signs and symbols so that you can understand the rest of the video. So there's a few things going on here. One, there's the sun at the back, there's the heart with the cross. And to a normal person, when they look at this, they'll think, oh, but there's nothing wrong with this, you know. It looks like Jacob's ladder. It looks like someone fighting with a lion. And that's probably from the scriptures, people will think. And there's a peacock in the back. So on a normal, it looks good. But the truth of the matter is that when you have a look again at these signs and symbols and where they come from, there is nothing good about the CD cover. They are pushing an agenda. At the back, you see the Eucharist. It's the sun. It's this whole idea of sun worship being punted in your face. Not only this, but if you go on, you'll see that there was this heart that is wrapped, and it has this cross at the top. This is one of the main symbols of Roman Catholicism, and you find it all over. It is all over on the images. It is all over on the images on the internet, where you always see the sundial on top of the head. This has nothing to do with the true Messiah at all. This guy that is actually fighting the lion is not a biblical character, brothers and sisters. Hercules was fighting the lion. Not only that, but if you have a look at that staircase has got nothing to do with Jacob's ladder. It has everything to do with the holy stairs in Rome. It's called the Scala Sancta, and it has everything to do with the stairs that are going up to Rome. Not only that, but in Christianity, the peacock, there's a picture there of the peacock. The peacock's actually crying, and blood's dripping down into a cup. You know, in Christianity, the peacock is a symbolism, and it represents the all-seeing, congregation. It lines up so much with the whole idea of the all-seeing eye. And it's also been said that the peacock is the earthly manifestation of the phoenix. Brothers and sisters, the phoenix is a symbol that is used so many times by Freemasons. It is used to show that out of the ashes they will rise up. And just like the phoenix, those who wear the peacock feather, see, can rise from the ashes. New hope. Let's go on.
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there today. But we'll pick right back up there tomorrow. All right, that's it for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.
Cause you